I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. North Korea's a master at spinning a tale. Voice of the Martyrs helps us to figure out how to read what's really going on. And on a different note, Mission Aviation Fellowship has some exciting work in play in Haiti, and it was only made possible by dedicated partners. We'll dig into the what and the how in today's broadcast, and we'll start today with a look at what's happening in North Korea. United Nations says their food production is at the lowest rate it's been in a decade. They warn of millions without enough to eat. Hoping for sanction relief prior to nuclear talks, North Korea announced a failed harvest and said they were cutting food rations in half. However, Eric Foley of the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says to take that with a grain of salt.
If you were to talk to ordinary people inside of North Korea, however, their response would be, what rations? The North Korea ration system actually broke down in the early 2000s. And since that point in time, people inside North Korea no longer receive food from the government.
He also says the government's manipulating the story, depending on the audience.
So on the one hand, you have this picture being painted of people going hungry, fainting by the roadside in English. And then in South Korean, you have this picture being painted of beautiful mountain scenery and ski resorts and mountain hikes.
So when evaluating the stories from North Korea, there are a couple things he suggests that we take into consideration. Remember that the body of Christ in North Korea is complex and do what they do.
North Korean Christians do what the Bible commands. They pray for those in authority. They pray that Kim Jong-un would come to know Christ. That seems to us sometimes to be a pointless prayer, but in their view, that is the kind of prayer that requires faith.
Next, a new law promises to revolutionize and consolidate the fight against corruption in Sierra Leone. Matthew Brema, a speaker recently hosted by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, says corruption is also common among believers in Sierra Leone.
And a lot of people talk about the church a mile wide and an inch deep. And to some level, it's true. There's very little integration of faith and work and public life. It's sad, but you will see a lot of people go to church on Sunday morning and yet they are very corrupt. So you're asking question why? And I feel it's because we have not been able as a church to integrate faith, work, and economics.
That's why Brema's taking action. He used to head up InterVarsity's work in Sierra Leone, but now he's teaching believers how to live like Christ in every situation, whether it's church, home, or the office.
I am very convinced that the next area of ministry for the African church is to provide witness in the marketplace.
So what about you? Do you live like Jesus at work or only at church?
When we privatize our faith, it limits our witness and it questions whose we are.
And Mission Aviation Fellowship is bringing some much-needed airstrip upgrades to parts of Haiti. In La Source, MAF opened a new airstrip in January. The airstrip was generously sponsored by Pastor Carl Harris and the First Baptist Church in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. MAF's program manager in Haiti, David Carwell, says,
"Well, we're excited. We've been operating in Haiti for over 30 years, and we've been able to see a number of new airstrips developed. But it's been since 2010 since we've opened a new one, and we're just really excited about reaching the isolated people on the western end of the island of Loganau."
Pilots transport medicine, relief aid, humanitarian resources, and the opportunities for ultimate hope to remote areas.
We have our sights on a couple of other places in Haiti as well. We've had difficulty in getting airstrips approved by the government. But right now, I think we have a window of opportunity with the officials that are in place right now. We're going to be looking at an airstrip in the northwest, and there's a hospital there that has a need for air support.
Couple ways that we can pray. Pray that MAF would be able to improve other airstrips as well as add more in Haiti. And pray for more gospel opportunities. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.